Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the third day of July. Man, tomorrow's July 4th. Can't believe that. Wow. Third day of July 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 63 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the climate base, and just another beautiful day. Not too hot, man, yet. That's pretty cool. I mean, I hate when the pressure is down like this because it makes your bones hurt, but man, it's better than that burning ass 90 degrees. Well, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. America is committing international human rights abuses at the border. This is from Breitbart, and we're going to get into it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, Alexandria Ocasio. Ocasio, I guess it is, Cortez. America is committing international human rights abuses at the border. You know, I've been listening to this bullshit. I mean, every angle trying to sell this to me. They tried two bills last week and nothing's gone through because nothing has gone through in the last, 20 years they've been trying this, or since Reagan. I mean, they started right away. I think that George Bush tried it, and then Clinton tried it, and then the other Bush tried it, and then Obama tried it, and then we're up here today, and man, they think they have the master con man in place. So, you know, like Carlson last night, you know, up there, he's supposed to be there. He's a radical. You see, he's a revolutionary, old Tucker Carlson is. And he's got this guy up there, and you know, talking about, because hey, you know, what's going on here, people? The reason there's a problem here is because, well, it's about race, you see. It's about, you know, they're calling us racist, but we ain't really racist. We don't want the criminals. That's it. We don't want the criminals. We're not racist. And you got the other jerk there, some communist up there. You just want to stop America from being browned and all this goofy shit. We're that stupid. It's real simple here. I don't care. If you're from Norway, I don't care what country you're from. I don't want you here. Why? Because when you come here, it takes a portion of what is mine, and I don't want to give it up to you. And it hasn't a goddamn thing to do with race. It has to do with nationality. And that's what they don't want to say. Because somewhere in there, you'd have to say, well, do Americans have a nationality? Oh, no. It's just a melting pot kind of thing here. They don't have no nationality here. You want to bet? The nationals of this country own this. That's what they know, is that we own the wealth here, you see. And if you ever... Go ahead, Mark, sorry.
450 gangs currently in L.A. right now.
450 what?
450 separate gangs.
Oh, yeah, I hear you, brother. No, it's not, but it ain't the crime thing. I mean, that's a symptom of it. But the reason we can't let the world come in here is because it's ours. I mean, this is like, you know, you have your house and you got it stocked up with food. You've been working, you know, and you got your freezer full and you got yourself squared away. And some son of a bitch just, you know, not one son of a bitch, a whole bunch of son of a bitches just walk in and, oh, you got to give up all that because I need it. I mean, what's their real claim here? You know, this bullshit of refugee asylum, horse shit. I heard what I'm talking. They're paying $1,000 just to cross the river now to get across into the United States. Now, I don't got $1,000. Do you? How many people in this country have $1,000 just to make a trip and go? I mean, this is an investment. They're down there. And the thing is, they just want what you have. They want something. I look at up there. I see an American. I want that. So I'm just going to go up there because you got a bunch of goddamn traitors who want to displace the people. You know, see, you got the guy up there. Yeah, there's Henry up there. He says he owns that. Well, man, these people here that are looting his country, man, the idea that that guy's over there and he's got a claim to this property they're stealing. Now, that's a problem, especially when people are starting to really, I mean, they're so greedy. The pinch is on, man. People are feeling it. They can see the wealth and they can see who's taking it. I mean, it's so blatant and in your face. And then they tell you, oh, you, man, you need to be quiet. Go vote. That's how you change things. You go vote as they're sitting there piling up the loot. Go vote. Yeah, that'll fix everything. Yeah, vote against me. It's all right. Yeah, it's my cousin. Yeah, yeah, have a nice day. People.
I was reading that the coyotes... You know, they come over here and they're promised work. They don't get work, so they join a gang. And then the gang tells them they have to go to Walmart and rip off at least $50 for the day out of the store. Then they'll give them a little bit of food if they do that.
I don't doubt it, Mark. But don't believe that, though. Hell, when they come apart, you're handing them $257 a day. And I guarantee you the EBD, food cards, everything else are being handed to them. Ain't nobody squeezing them unless somebody's took their cards away from them and you're running a racket like that. Man, I mean, all they'd have to do is go to the authorities, and I guarantee you the authorities will protect a goddamn son of a bitch from another country in a second. You'll have a SWAT team. You'll have FBI, everybody on the SWAT. What, somebody bothered this fine foreigner, legal alien person?
Yeah, I remember when we first started the site years ago, Henry, we were talking about the unemployment insurance and how long all that bullshit lasted. They kept, you know, extending. They finally shut it off. They don't get these illegals that $257 forever. As soon as it stops, then they go hungry. Then they got to join a gang to keep eating.
Oh, yeah, they get it, Mark. I mean, I live here, man. I mean, I see it all around me. The thing is, they get to get the welfare. And, you know, like the thing with an American, I mean, screw this socialist communist shit anyway. But if an American goes to get this benefit, then that American, you have to be registered for work. You know what it is, I mean, to be on unemployment. You got to.
Well, they only gave me for 18 months. That was it. Then I was shut off. Then they extended it again.
This doesn't come with extensions. They get it forever. That's not so, Mark. They get it. They get it every month. I guarantee you, they're getting it every month. And yeah, you know. And what I was getting to there is, you know, like if you're an American, then you know, it's supposed to be like something to get you through like unemployment. And so that's how they treat Americans. You know, you spend every damn nickel you get, you about eat, getting gas and trying to get in enough applications. So, cause you're trying to get work. But you see, they don't have to do that. Why? Because they're not Americans and they can't work here legally. So they don't have to, they just get it. They just send them a check. The full amount of the check, the full amount of the food stamps, a house, as our people are, you know, across this country living in tent cities, a house for them illegals coming in here. And here we have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. America is coming, committing international human rights abuses. Really? I thought, well, let's talk about, you know, the government of Honduras, the Hondurans down there. If it's so frickin' bad down there that they have to flee to my country, and then they come into my country and they're being kept in a facility where, I don't know, nobody's stabbing them. Nobody's stealing their money. In fact, they're getting handed everything. The fat ass bitches are sitting down getting their cubicles done. I mean, I got to hear this. Social, and this is another thing you're starting to hear, and even on Fox and stuff, they're, oh, the socialists won this off, the socialists. That is blatant in your face, goddamn insurrection, people, to say it. She won, a socialist won down here. Oh, really? Then I guess our body politic has been infiltrated because a socialist cannot rule in this country. Socialism cannot exist on the same plane as that Bill of Rights. I'm sorry, but it can't. Socialist Democrat candidate for Congress, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, says the United States is currently committing international human rights abuses at the U.S. border because of President Trump's zero tolerance. Fuck you. I mean, this is so blatant and on his face. You know, Corky was covering this morning. We have a couple of videos up at what the weekend, you know, up in Portland where the Antifa came out. And then, of course, the good old boys came out and just beat the shit out of some communists in the streets. It was kind of cool. You know, we were suggesting that last week that maybe you want to go beat these communists out of your streets. But the bottom line here is, you know, it's still the push and shove of these communists. I mean, they what do you say? I mean, they're very well financed. And now, like I said, they're starting to say, I mean, you know, Bernie Sanders had tried to keep it quiet because he was the first one up there. He's actually a socialist. Don't tell him. Socialist, really? He's in a goddamn congressman. He's a socialist. You're kidding me. That can't be. That's treason. Yeah, it is treason. But now you got it. I mean, just it's getting every day. I see a progression of it and a progression of it. And then, you know, the bringing up the arguments about, I mean, this whole thing is just, it's coming straight. I guarantee you they're coming. They're bringing dictates out of the think tanks. It's going straight to the mainstream because this is on a pretty fast curve here. These people, I mean, it's like Tucker Carlson last night. The reason, you know, the problem here is that they're calling us racist, you know, because they ain't got, and he knows it ain't got a goddamn thing. I mean, you talk about it all the time. They're taking your jobs and stuff. Well, that's racism. Just like we're so fucking dumb. You know, that Roseanne, she came back this late year. Everybody knows, and she got kicked off again because she made a racist remark or whatever in the hell they're going to say. But you know what? When that first, what they started talking about, they had it on the newsreels, and they played these little short clips of it. And I'm looking at that, and I'm telling you, if you're one of the people that wants that, man, go kill yourself. You're a fucking retard. You got to be kidding me. This is what you relate to in your house? Really? No wonder people are so screwed up. I mean, it's goddamn retards. Rejects. People I don't even want to look at, let alone talk to. But they may not gobble that shit up, I guess. I guess it's so much easier than thinking for yourself. Anyway, who are we at here? Human rights abuses at the U.S.-Mexico border because of President Trump's zero tolerance policy. And see, because now they're pointing, they're playing the WFW. You know, I'm telling you, brother, you're committing human. Oh, what did we say here? Human rights abuses. Well, I'll commit human rights abuses because I can commit human rights abuses. And we're going to pass some stuff here, and then it's going to prove to you that I'll betray my people. And there ain't really human rights abuses. I mean, when you did it, it wasn't human rights abuse. I mean, this game. And none of it has to do a goddamn thing with us, you know, here in our homes, except for the fact that the son of a bitches, you just step back and look at the result, the end result. They're still just pouring over. Everywhere you look, they're pouring over. Straight to the free Walmart, pouring over. Nothing's changed. Oh, you get the same, you know, the same commercial. Oh, we're getting them bad dudes. We're getting the bad dudes. See, here we got a bad dude. 340 million people. I mean, this whole idea that they can squeeze reality and expand it in places, like, it's mind-boggling. That they really think that they are getting away with. And I mean, they're not really getting away with. They're getting away with it for, you know what, 12% of the people buy that shit. And the other, 8 or 10%, they buy the communist bullshit. And it has nothing to do with either thing. Cannot be in this country. But just, you know, them just a socialist Democrat. You know, you mean a goddamn communist? And they're starting to say it more. Because in the protests up there in Portland, those guys are standing there calling, you communists, you know what they're calling them? You ain't going to be in the Antifa. They're communists over there. Yeah, we got communists fighting goddamn Trumpers, you know, these goddamn Fabian socialists in our streets waving the flag going, USA, USA. Well, you're dumb as they are. You're as much a problem as they are. And, you know, and Gordon keeps talking, oh, we're not going to have rioting in this country. Oh, really? Well, maybe not over on the East Coast, but over here on the West Coast, I'll tell you what, that's our town. Portland's our town. And I'd rather see the son of a bitch burnt to the ground than see it in control of international communists or idiots. How about that? So whatever happens, happens. And you're not going to find, that some of, you can call it leaderless resistance. And I mean, that might necessarily leader sources because he's General Nasser of the Medic Corps, General Nasser. That leaderless resistance really just, it doesn't work. It's never, well, really? I see it as the only goddamn thing that has worked in this country lately. By the way, how much did the organized, well-regulated, commanding structure militias, how many communists did they beat up last weekend? Back to the interview. In an interview with Al Jazeera, AJ Plus, Ocasio, said the U.S. is currently involved in crimes against humanity by criminally prosecuting all border crossers at the southern border. Does it have to make sense? And again, where's that curve? Because I'm looking out there and all I can see is highway to the horizon. Prosecuting all border crossers at the southern border. Now, not all border crossers, because they're letting them through by the thousands, just pumping them through as fast as they can. They're grabbing these ones that don't bother to go to the port of entry and wait a week or two to walk on in without being molested. But I think they broke a law. I would go along with this. How about you just quit arresting everybody? Because the bottom line here is the arrests that are being perpetrated on my people are all unlawful. You talk about human rights violations. My people are having their rights violated, human rights violated by these monsters. But by criminally prosecuting, what are you saying here, foreign bitch? You international communist whore. What are you saying here? That we should just let our borders go? Because that's the alternative, isn't it? I know it's bullshit. I know they ain't. I know they're putting them right in here. Nobody's going nowhere. You can't separate them from the kids. I mean, I get the whole goddamn idea, but this little notion here, that's because they're playing this game of racism and this shit like that. It's not, they're talking amongst themselves and their group's getting smaller every day. And it's about goddamn time for the rest of us just come on, just squash them like the bug they are. Right now, the nation that we are living in is a country that an administration that has committed international human rights abuses by separating children from their parents. Do they separate American? I mean, the monsters, I mean, they're truly, they're not my government. I mean, they commit abuses against my people daily. And the fact is, when our kids are ripped away from us, like the little boy there losing his sibling because they've taken everything, stolen our property. No, it's okay. It's an American national. Actually, you can take them over into the ditch and put a bullet in their head. You see, but we're talking about you're talking about people from foreign nationals that are inside your goddamn borders. Now they have rights. Now you can't even I don't even want to hear it. These people have the Bill of Rights, not you. Don't confuse them with the goyim goddamn American nationals over there. Don't confuse them. These people have rights. Because there's someone here because we are here to enforce those rights. Separating children, Ocasio told Al Jazeera that it is being done in our name. Once something that extreme happens, we have to act immediately. These are the communists, the communist side of it, and they've killed their fair share of little children here recently, too. Libya, just to think of. I mean, schools, hospitals, because they love children, don't you know? No, this is the game. This is a game. This is to get it in your goddamn head that some, just because it's a kid, it can come from anywhere, and you just got to, it's like I was talking about the lady at the store. Oh, you just got to sit there and watch them steal. And walk out the door your recourse would be with the parents, but I mean, they're protected here too. I mean, the parents, I mean, this is kind of like a two-sided coin with the same thing on both sides. I mean, the children are here, so you can't get rid of the adults. The adults are here, so the children can't be touched by the adults. And you see what I'm saying? How about we just mow your fucking asses down and then this problem solved. If you want to play these frickin' word games, I mean, I'm done talking. It's time to get rid of these son of a bitches. And this bitch here, I mean, she should be, I mean, again, here, we talk about the Bill of Rights here every day and the fact that the reason that we had, the reason they sold us on this federal government was to protect those rights. To absolutely, because some outside force, France, Spain, England, is going to come in here and they're going to beat you down and take your damn rights. You need us to make sure to preserve what you have won, those rights. And here you have it, people. Here you have it. You have the dirty son of a bitches over there bringing in another population because they never were your people. You know, tomorrow we're supposed to celebrate the 4th of July. I wish I had that flag. I would piss on it on the 4th of July because all the 4th of July you're celebrating is the hijacking of the uprising by the same aristocrats who were abusing the Americans in the colonies. They hijacked her and on this date in 1776, they presented their hijack document known as Declaration of Independence. Okay? See, what the people had been said when they started shooting these aristocrats is they're ducking and shit. They're going, well, what's the problem? Well, you've eaten out our substance, you son of a bitch. You're trying to take our guns, you son of a bitch. And, you know, they laid out of it. So they wrote it down on a piece of paper. And see, there were people dying. There were cannons going off. There were rifles going off. There were people dying on both sides of it. But there wasn't no revolution. Not until someone, you know, one of the significant people wrote it down on a piece of paper and a significant person signed it. Well, now there is a war and we're your commanders. You people have been in the field for a year. Go ahead.
They didn't celebrate 4th of July in Vicksburg for 100 years until 1965.
I hear you, brother. Hey, Charlie, that was pretty cool. I mean, your little thing there on the site.
Yeah, I copied what you wrote, and I sent it out to 100 people, but I don't think we're going to win many friends or influence enemies with that.
Well, you know what? I really don't care. What you're talking about there, what you showed me there, that's real fanaticism. They ain't a handful. You know, just be a little more rope and a little more effort to hang every goddamn one of them. We're having our Bill of Rights, and these freaks are not, they ain't enough of them. We will mow them over just like the rest of them.
It's crazy. No two people have the same religious belief. I mean, where are you going to go with that?
Well, you can't. You see, that's been the problem for a whole long time, is the joinder of the state with the church, because that's what they did. As soon as that Bill of Rights was put into place, the dirty church started joining with the Masonic Lodge so that they could take control of the people. And so here we come up to today. And you got the same goddamn people. What they want is, you know, they want you to live with their interpretation. You know, they're so goddamn smart, Charlie. You know, they'll read that, what the Bible's in 1,000 pages or better. And they read the Bible and they come in and, man, they're so smart. Their minds are superior to yours, you see. Because I've read the Bible several times. But, you know, their minds are superior to yours. They understand what you do not understand because the good Lord blessed them with a better mind is what happened, you see. But you try to explain the Bill of Rights to these fucking peon, pissant, Judeo assholes. Oh, they just can't figure it out. And I've seen what the guy wrote. But to try to pretend that the Bill of Rights as written.
A second grader can understand the Bill of Rights. Yes. It's written so a second grader can understand it.
There you go. But you know, and if you do understand it, you know it isn't flawed. It does exactly what it was intended to do. Don't you agree? If it's enforced.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So they look at that, and these geniuses who can figure out things in that Bible with 1,000 pages of open subject matter to where the point that they feel they got to tell me how I should live. Well, they read this, and I don't know. Maybe they just cannot see the words. I do not know. But if you read it and you understand, you have to know there's no flaws in it. It is designed to do something, and it does it perfectly. So what it is, they don't want that. You see, what they want is for you to have to live your life. These are extreme fanatics is all in the hell they are. I don't give a shit about them. They'll be wiped out in a day. But they want their interpretations. They want to decide how you should live in your house just like this goddamn government does. Because my God thinks it ought to be done this way. I have read it here, and this is what this means. That's how you're going to live. Try it, buddy. I'll bury your ass. I'll send you to your God, and you can talk to him about it. That's how I feel about it, Charlie. let's see what this bitch is going to say next. Separating children from their parents. Okay. Ocasio accused Americans of becoming increasingly bigoted because of politics like Trump's travel ban. See, that's what they're going to throw out there. You know, this is just a game, and Trump's in on it. Because you got to bring the debate around. Man, I got a hell of noise, Laura, from somewhere. You had to bring that. You know, it's always, can we have a, when they start coming after your rights and stealing your shit, we just, well, I understand that, man, yeah, it's yours and we can't, can we have a conversation about it? Inalienable, I understand, I can't, we can't just, can we have a conversation about it? And that's all this shit is to build up some kind of big mirage of shit to where, oh, well, I guess that what we got to do is we're only going to give them a third of the country to, over to these foreigners that we have no authority. We agree, we don't have the authority to do any of the shit, we're taking the country, but we're only going to do a third. It's a compromise. In the compromise, you have to give a little to get a little. Well, what in hell am I getting here? I'm getting a third of what I got taken away, and you think I can't see that? This is how far it has gone, people. It is. It blows me away. I swear it does. Every day I look and I go, what? I know. I don't even have to go upstairs and talk or on the site. Man, people, I mean, everybody's got to be able to see this, right? But no, man, because you got, like I said, you got the, you know, that 25%. They are screwing us people in a hard way. The thing is, they look at it, they know. There's no way you can't know. I won't believe there is. You're a retard. Go ahead.
America, you know, national American family can't afford to feed their kid. They take the damn kid away.
Oh, yeah.
And they put him in a foster home.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's screwing about that, goddammit.
Well, of course not.
They're going to screw about that fucking Mexican, that fat-ass Mexican.
Yep.
And they're going to keep them together.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's bullshit.
Of course it is, Mark. But that just goes to show you who they represent. Who are they taking care of? Who are they looking out after? Who are they looking at after at whose expense? I mean, like I said, this isn't rocket science. We're not at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time. And that was Audio Slave with Drown Me Slowly. And I was thinking about what, last thing I was talking to Charlie there about, you know, a second grader can understand the Bill of Rights. And hell yes, maybe that's it. Maybe people just think it has to be very, very complicated. It's law. But it isn't. It is. I mean, it's prima facie. It's just right there. It's written so well. And I mean, when you get that due process thing in your head and the 9th and 10th article, man, it's just everything. That's what violates that. They don't have the authority. It's pretty goddamn simple. All righty here. What the administration is doing is radicalizing a fight over immigration. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. That's what they're all, the whole lot of them, the conservatives and the liberals and the left and the right and the Democrats and that's what they're doing. They're trying to make a big mush of shit up there. And what comes out the other side is what they haven't been able to get for 15, 20 years. And that is a bunch more of them in here legalized. I mean, the bad enough with the visas. And they'll tell you. I mean, I love it the way they go in circles. They'll tell you, well, most of them got in here because they overstayed their visas. So let's create 5 more visa programs, shall we? I mean, let's shut down. We're going to stop them from coming in here by creating 5 more visa programs. And we know because you told us that they'll work on the visa at a place and then they'll just go off into the city and that's it. They're working somebody else's job. They've got all the blue collar jobs. It ain't, you know, when they were first putting this shit over on us, it was, they just want to do the jobs Americans don't want to do.
Yeah. Well, sorry to interrupt, Henry, but I got to put this in. All the distribution centers are all full. There's no more goddamn jobs available. There's no more housekeeper jobs available. All those shit jobs are now filled. So shut the goddamn borders off.
And throw them out, Mark. And throw them out. If they weren't thieving from the people in this country, you know what? You could pay, you know, whatever price it took to pay somebody. We'd be filthy rich. We could pay somebody $30 an hour to pick lettuce. One of our people, one of our young people starting out to give them a work ethic. It's all been, you know, industry. That's what it is. This country was supposed to be about individual people. Individuals. That's what the country is founded on. And then the 360-acre family farm. It was about people, not about industry. That's what the king was into here. That's why after the War of 1812, he was still granted his charter to come rape our forests clear across this goddamn country. It's always been about industry. It's like when these guys are coming up, these states' rights folk. And they start coming up and talking about, the farming. They try to, they want to play that, you know, both sides of the coin on you. They want to say, you know, these farmers, they're just regular folk farmers. No, they're not. That is an industry. They are a corporation. That's what they don't want us to get. I remember when the spotted owl thing happened here and they shut down all the sawmills. And people were talking to my dad about what everybody's going to do. A lot of people had to move out of here. There was no work. There was nothing to do. And everybody was saying, you want to get incorporated because that's, limited liability corporations. It's the new way for everybody to steal. You're going to have to work. Everybody's going to be a contractor and you're going to have a business or else you'll just be one of the plebes. And if you don't go into contract and become a government agent, well, then you're just going to be stuck in that minimum wage world, don't you know? And I watched it happen. And now, like I said, they're trying to play it on us again. It's all to stall time because what they're doing right now, you have people mining. I mean, you got them digging out our resources, the oil. I mean, everything, fracking, anything they can do to get another dollar out of the ground to get it the hell out of here before the people wake up and realize what the hell's going on. Here, this one here. This is how much U.S. households lose as gas prices rise. And this is from one of the son of a bitches. These are them trying to soft pedal it. This is them trying to smooth it over with their lies. I've seen what it's done. I know what it's done in my own household. I've seen what the goddamn groceries have done. They talk about 10% here. Bullshit. 40%. U.S. gasoline prices that are at a four-year high this year as a result of the higher price of oil, which has reached a three-and-a-half-year high in recent years. Now, listen to me, people. I'm going to try and make this simple for you. Now, they're paying us $15 a barrel for our oil, our crude oil. They're turning around and selling that crude oil for $70, now $80, now $90. We don't get no more as the price of that oil is going up. In fact, that $15 that we're getting out of it becomes worth less because we can't even, you know, we go to the pump, we're paying $3.30 a gallon for goddamn gas. Do you see what I'm saying here? When the oil price of oil goes up, shouldn't we get more for our oil that they're getting from us? Because it does belong to every American national in this country, right? So we should be getting, no, we don't. We just get that $15. And then they can raise it clear up to, you know, to $70, $80 and then come back around. We don't get the $15, but I mean, theoretically, come right back around and take $30 out of your pocket for each goddamn. This is what you're doing. You're paying them to rape your country. All righty then. This is. How much U.S. households lose at gas price. And don't forget this, you know, his big tax break. What a frickin' con. I mean, I can't believe how stupid some people in this country are. From oil prices, this was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. U.S. gasoline prices are at a four-year high this year as a result of higher prices of oil, which has reached a three-and-a-half-year high in recent weeks. The increased pump prices are now eating into the disposable income. What the hell is that? Income of the average American house, the average American household has no disposable income. That will have a total of $440 less to spend this year on other goods and services because this money is expected to go for buying higher priced gasoline. And that ain't that just the gas. Go ahead, Mark. I know.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I should have muted that, but I'm cussing the traffic down.
Oh, well, flip them off for me. Okay, the higher spending on gas could offset one-third of the gains from the tax cuts. One-third my ass. One-third my ass. It's all gone, and the double more, they're taking that much more away from you and hand it over to the rich son of a bitches that got the big bunch of the tax breaks. And Trump's talking about, we got to bring that from 21 down to 20. I mean, Jesus, really? And people just sit there, USA! 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 Yeah, right. I got it. Frickin' morons. I'm telling you what, we need to cull. We need to do some serious culling when this shit comes around to time. So we never have nobody else that stupid among us. Because they're so stupid, they're dangerous as a rabid dog. This would be tantamount to a tax increase for American households. No. Wait a minute, I missed something here. Families feeling the pinch much more than higher. Okay, let's see, the higher spending on gas could offset one-third of the gains from the tax cuts, with low- and middle-income families feeling the pinch. That's what they call it. You know, Reagan, you were tightening your belt. Now it's a pinch. It's a little pinch here and a little pinch there as they fucking rob you blind. Go ahead.
People don't understand how they're really getting screwed here. What's happening is you're paying almost 40% more for the fuel compared to just ain't no what to do. And you're getting screwed at the store. You're
going to
hammer twice,
man. Oh, buddy. Oh, yes. That's what I'm saying. They're talking about $440 here. That's before you go to the store. And that's a goddamn fact. I've seen it. Oh, man, I can't believe how shit's gone up just in the last month. 40 frickin' percent if I'm looking at anything. Much more than higher income earners, according to S&P Global Economist Beth Bovino and Stadium Panday. God damn, that's a hell of a name. This would be tantamount to a tax increase for American households, the economist wrote a recent report quoted by Bloomberg. This is especially true for middle to low income Americans. Boy, that's the way that is the Republican thing. You know, the Paul Ryan Republican lapdog thing. Take from the poorest fucking people and give it to the guys at the top because they need it. They can make more money with it, you know. Them poor people, they just eat with it. The rich people, they take it and make more money. They'll go buy a country and enslave its people and make some real goddamn money. And that's good. That's America. The higher income families, on the other hand, will be less affected. And you're only talking about 15% of the population by the increase in pump prices because spending on gasoline accounts for a smaller share of their total disposable income. They what they're calling middle class, they got a little bit of disposable income, not a whole lot, people. Don't buy into this shit. Because they have to make us think that, you know, that's a bagel. That's $100 bill. $100. That's big money. They have to make us think that when, as the, you know, that's a tip for them. But they, in our world, we're supposed to really, you know, goddamn, I'm getting $15 an hour, goddamn. And, you know, 30 years ago, now that would have been a good wage. But that was before the dollar. I mean, what they don't throw in there is how devaluated the dollar is. It's worthless. I mean, it used to be, man, $100 bill, you break it, man. You know, the 20s, then you break the 20. Now it's just, goddamn, two trips into the store, $100 gone. Whoa, really? Boy, $15 don't seem like so much. And it's all just a mind game. It is all producing out of these think tanks a false reality to get people to chase this and chase that and stay in la-la land when the simplicity of it is just as simple as that Bill of Rights. It is that simple if you just step back and look at it. This is what they're doing. These son of a bitches are completely out of control. They think that they actually can enslave our people and that they can live on a mountain of gold. And let's just sit there and admire them for sitting on that mountain of stolen wealth that they took from us. That's what they think. They think we're that freaking gullible, or maybe they think we're that drugged. The income tax cut is virtually compensating those who were hurt least from the oil price change, which may result in even higher inequality, according to Bovino and Pandey. Well, of course. Of course, if you got more, it's going to hurt you less. I mean, that's an asinine statement. Of course, it's going to. I mean, of course, that's what it was. And you know, the poor people, like the working poor, they got $100, $100 bill, guys. But gas went up $440, and you can bet on the scale that it's all going to come out that same because people with more money buy more shit, and what that more shit that they buy is transported by Mark's truck. And that March truck, he's paying, man, how much more for his fuel? And then the price is being put up back over. This is just a circle jerk. You got less. Big old tax break's going to be good for you, jobs, jobs, jobs kind of thing. And the tax break goes through. The money comes over to you. It goes right through your hands back over to the son of a bitch. He's sitting over there smiling at you. And he got even $200 more out of your pocket. How about that?
Yeah, another little trick they do is they can use your card, man. You just swipe the card, you don't even think about the cash.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you got no money left, you know, because you don't think about it. All you're doing is swiping the damn card.
Have you been buying fishing gear again, Mark?
Yep.
I knew it. Despite the higher spending on gasoline, however, the overall U.S. economy is now less oil dependent than in the past. I love this bullshit. You come in, I bet you that was one of the guys in the front row at the think tank. Oh, oil prices is at $70. The oil prices are at, say, $30. They're making $15 off a barrel of oil that belongs to you and me. When they go to $70, they're making three times that. How come we never get no more for our oil when the price goes up? Is what the point would be. We don't get nothing of it anyway. That's the government's oil. You see, that belongs to Mr. Fed. Mr. Fed has his own account, and it goes straight into, you know, the government employees and their buddies over in Tel Aviv. That's where the money goes for our oil. I mean, they're pumping our oil out like never before. If you even had any kind of a realistic system going where the people, you know, were considered in the equation, wouldn't the people be having more money in their pockets? I mean, if the resource belongs to everybody here should have more money in their pockets. If our oil that we're selling to these charlatans, thieving sons of bitches, if the oil's going up, shouldn't we be having, I mean, you're losing that kind of resource and our people are getting nothing for it. I look around you. I don't get nothing for the oil. Do you get something for the oil that I'm not aware of? And $15 a barrel. How come our oil in the ground is, it's a set price. $15 a barrel. That's what it's been since the 70s. $15 a barrel. That's the going price for your oil in the ground. As soon as I get it up out of the ground, it becomes my oil. It's kind of like when you go to the bank. You have a dollar in your hand. Fucking dollar ain't worth nothing. You hand it to that goddamn banker. As soon as it touches his hand, it's $10 bill. He can lend $9 more against that $1 you handed him. This is how this is how they steal a country. This is how you do it right in front of people's face and they just derp de doo, here's my dollar. And they do. But I mean, that's the truth of it. Why? Because he's a banker. So what the reality of the situation is, when a dollar's sitting in your hand, it's worth a dollar. You put it over in his hand, it's worth $10. Same with the oil. When it's your oil in the ground, it's worth $15. It ain't very much, $15. Soon as it's handed over to the goddamn, the good old boy who has the leases that his buddies in Washington gave him through the lodge, soon as it hands over to him, it's worth $70 a barrel, $80 a barrel. And he can sell it. I mean, why in the hell aren't we the people selling it at $70 a barrel straight to the Chinese instead of having these Jew middlemen who are getting the markup? Why is that, people? Ask yourself. This is the rape of the richest country on planet Earth. And, I mean, it's going full blast and right in front of our faces. And everybody's just kind of dragging along, looking out the corner of their eyes, looking for a place to sit down and rest for a while. Better wake up, people, before it's too late. Well, were we? For this year's April-September driving season, you know, when the kids get out of school and everybody goes to take their vacation and they just naturally fucking gouges for on the gas. You know, the gas that we're getting just naturally just goes up that time of year. It's supply and demand is what it is. September driving season, the EIA experts, the EIA expects U.S. regular gasoline retail prices to average $2.87 a gallon. Ain't seen it here, goddamn it, about six, 8 months. Up from an average of $2.41 a gallon last summer. So they're stealing even more from you under Trump. You see what I'm saying? The money's getting, you got to know that the value of the money's went down in this year. You know, when you go to spend it, does it have the buying power it had last year? Now, just that, if they've taken a couple of dollars from you, then turn around and raise the price of the goddamn gasoline up on you. Hell, that's stealing right in your face, right? It just all but just coming and just taking it right out of your pocket.
Yeah, you go to an ATM, Henry, and you take out $40 that they're going to charge you $4.95 to do it.
Exactly, man. And people fail for that shit, that plastic money. Like I said, I remember in the 70s, the little sticker on the bumper sticker, I'm spending my children's inheritance, and they what fools. I mean, to just go up, I mean, just completely retarded. And yeah, of course that's what you're doing. Did you see what they're doing? I mean, at first, they get you to accept this fiat bullshit currency, debt dollars, and then they went for that. Really? They're not rising up. No ropes, no pitchforks, no torches, nothing. No. I wonder, man. No. You think we could sell them on plastic? No. Plastic. Well, how about numbers in a computer? I mean, people. And the thing is, when they get up in the morning, they decide what you goddamn, they decide what you have and what you don't have. All they got to do is devaluate the dollar, and they don't have to come and hold a gun on you to take your money. You got $100 in your pocket. Well, they just devalue that money by 50%. You got $50 in your pocket, and they didn't even touch your pocket, did they? And that's how it works. It's as simple as that. As simple as that Bill of Rights. A second grader ought to be able to figure it out. But the people, man, they got such complicated lives and everything's so complicated, you can't look at the simple things, you see. Anyway, $2.87 a gallon, up from an average of $2.41 last summer, mostly due to, here you go, here they are laughing in your face. Expectations of higher crude prices. I thought it was supply and demand. That's what you've been stealing from me for all my life since I started driving a car. You told me supply and demand. Now it's expectations? What is that, a thought? So you thought that I had to pay you more goddamn money for my gasoline? Is that it? People, man, I mean, just the blatant admissions. And like I said, that curve, a curve somewhere? Let's see what else we got going here, man. Because there was one more I had here. No. Oh, yeah, this one really struck me as sick. And this shows the go. I mean, you got to start somewhere, I suppose. If there's an excuse for something, if you can just find an excuse, you see, you don't have to be within the law. You can violate rights. You can violate human rights. If you just got a good enough excuse, that's all it takes. Court rules school can use electric shock as punishment for special needs students. Boy, when you see one of these children with autism or, what's the other one? I can't think of it. Autism or Down syndrome. Don't you feel like you want to go up with a cattle prod and just whack them one? I mean, they're not acting right. They're not. I mean, they're kind of a little bit of agitation because they're trying to talk to you and they don't quite have it all. Don't you just want to get a cattle prod and just let them have it? Man, I tell you, you go down this route far enough and pretty soon you'll be sitting out on a fence line shooting little children over a fence. This is from Free Thought Project, sent in by number one New World Order hater. For discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Bristol County, Massachusetts. Sick people. Somebody should go there and just, I mean, burn the whole goddamn place down with a minute. Family court judge Catherine Field denied a motion to stop the use of electric shock on disabled students, a form of punishment. I mean, you know, the one thing, you know, when they're in the nut house, and I mean, I've never, oh God, that maybe always gives me the creeps to see it where they're shocking people. But it's a punishment. I mean, like a shock collar for a dog. I mean, I've seen people, I knew one person that had one, and man, don't use that around me. Man, I'd rather you grab the dog and shake it or something, but that's it's mental kind of thing, you know what I mean? It is a sickness. Shock on disabled students, a form of punishment that has been controversial for years after news of the practice first reached the public in 2013 when video surfaced of an 18-year-old student receiving dozens of shocks for refusing to take off his jacket. Man, I tell you what, autism, I know some children that are like that. I know one girl with Down syndrome and one girl with autism. And the girl with autism, man, I'm telling you, she's just going to do what she's going to do. Nicest little girl you ever wanted to meet. Sweet little girl. Don't like to be touched. Don't want to touch her, but she'll sit and she'll try to talk to you. Or she does now. She talks very well. She's just a fine person. But, man, when they go to do something, it's mean like, just, you know, if it ain't really harming nothing, leave them alone. Want to have your coat on? Have your coat on. Ain't nothing to me. No, take your coat off. Take your coat off. I can see this shit. What a sick bunch of people, man, to do that. I mean, the thing is, you get the people to accept that. Like I said, you just keep going further and further, and that's what we see day by day by day. And everybody, give Trump a chance, day by day by day, I see it. I see shit like this, and I'll tell you what, you know, pretty soon that'll be, they've showed a couple of videos of them shocking people to death in jail strapped down to a goddamn chair. It's to get you used to the idea, you see. I mean, you know, like the movies and everything. I think about when I was a kid, the things that, you know, was scary to me and, you know, would shock me. And I, you know, didn't want to see it, you know. You'd think about like a car accident and somebody being all tore up, you know, somebody really hurt bad. It would just, ooh, you know. Now, man, I mean, shit, you go and you turn on any movie these days and parts flying off here and parts flying off there. Nothing that really, you know, stigmatize you. And it is to get you acquiesced to it. It's to get you to get used to it, people. And when you see shit like this, know that's what they're up to. Now, I mean, you see, I got a real good excuse. You see, these kids are autistic and it's hard to get them to take their coats off. That's why we shock them, you see. And that's a good reason why. So when they turn around, and all they got to do is think of a good enough reason to shock you, and I guess you can get shocked too.
You know, Henry, we can celebrate this 2018 Independence Day by knowing that we're getting screwed at the ATM, we're getting screwed at the pump, we're getting screwed at the grocery store. I mean, we're just getting screwed, you know. So have a great Independence Day, man, you know.
All I can say to that, Mark, is
USA! 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 USA!
We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, yeah, let's go celebrate the aristocrats hijacking the People's Uprising back in 1776. And that is The Word from the Trenches.